Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with your Bible teacher and my lovely wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom to all, and thanks for tuning in. Tonight we will be looking at much of the recent news, kind of catching up on that, and how it relates to us and Bible prophecy that is being fulfilled right before our very eyes, but so all-encompassing that many tend to look the other way, so to kind of ignore the national news altogether. And you know what? We understand that as well. You know, we all need a break from all the chaos, which, when combined with our own chaotic lives, consumes so much of our time.
And, you know, that too is prophetic as we run to and fro.
That's right, Daniel 12. Mm-hmm. There we go, quoting from Scripture even before we officially begin the program. So, without further delay, let's ask our King for his blessing.
Okay. Abba, Father, King of the universe, we glorify you. We trust in you and praise your holy name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, knowing everything is in your hands and under your control to fulfill your eternal word. We humbly ask for your blessing on tonight's program as we offer to you the prayer requests recently sent to us. Many cancers, other serious healings, financial needs, but the number one request is always for the salvations of our loved ones. We lift up to you our president, and may this message tonight be an eye-opener of just how close we are and more aware of your soon coming and trumpet sound. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, first we have a quick scheduling update for our regular listeners.
Yes, we do. Actually, the next two Tuesdays will be preempted by sports.
Bowling Green football.
Yes, but we will return on November 26th. But then, for the months of December and January, well, we're going to just take a short break to catch up on our past due airtime balance fees, and also give us some extra research time for some deeper Bible studies.
You mean the meat of the word?
Well, it's not ground beef, but more like filet mignon, which we plan on sharing with you in February and also in an upcoming 2020 newsletter. So bottom line, meat eaters should enjoy a blessing. And it's also very scriptural to become more skilled in his word.
Hebrew 5.
That's right. So if you'd like to help us catch up on our financial responsibilities, please pray about sending a Christmas or Hanukkah gift of love.
And may God bless you extra for doing so.
Well, talk about chaos. Feels like our country is just being torn apart. Last week, the House of Representatives took a partisan vote for an official impeachment inquiry, which has already been happening behind closed doors, but I guess now it's an official inquiry. And yesterday, the Dems began releasing some of the transcripts of those previously questioned witnesses. And depending on who you talk to, they'll have good points and bad points, but many Republicans say it will backfire on the left. But even so, what a stain on America.
Yeah, you know, and it's a feather in Satan's horns.
That's good. Yeah. And it all began again by an anonymous CIA whistleblower whose name has now surfaced, well, that is in the alternative news outlets like Glenn Beck has mentioned it and others. And his name is Eric Ciaramella, and he is a deep state operative so steeped in corruption himself that he had to blow a whistle to prevent President Trump from exposing the Biden criminal conspiracy wide open. And it was Eric who helped move the Ukrainian money for Biden, and also, I hear, it's involving Pelosi, Romney, and John Kerry.
And possibly Comey and Clapper.
Mm-hmm. So the left had to divert attention away from themselves. The whistleblower, we'll just call Eric, was also an assistant to the George Soros implant National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster.
McMaster was a Soros puppet?
We suspect so, and Trump did remove him. It is becoming more evident that this Eric was also an Obama holdover and, by the way, was actively undermining Trump's agenda since before McMaster was even fired. Department of State state records show from October 2016 that Eric was Obama's National Security Counsel for guess what country?
Ukraine.
And who attended a dinner in honor of the Italian Prime Minister as a guest of the Executive Office of Vice President Biden, along with other swamp creatures.
Which is why Italy plays a key role in this Spygate drama.
Mm-hmm, it does. And why Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham were recently in Italy to hear a secret tape of a deposition given by Professor Mifsud, a Western intelligence operative.
And not a Russian spy, as the left says.
Correct. So on that July call with President of Ukraine, President Trump was really asking for information about Biden's role in the 2016 election tampering, not for upcoming 2020, which the left ignores when reporting about it. We assume Eric knew this was about to blow and so had to step in as the whistleblower, but with a false whistle.
Well, you know, he wasn't expecting Trump to release the actual transcript.
Mm-hmm. Although they insist it's been edited. So we'll see where this goes. But I pray the corrupt Dems, those heavily involved with stealing millions of Ukrainian dollars, which, by the way, we gave to the Ukrainians for military aid against Russia because they had previously annexed Crimea. This is why President Trump questioned Ukraine's new president, Zelensky, so to be sure that his new administration was not corrupt in any way before releasing more money.
So our tax dollars went to line the pockets of then Vice President Biden and his son.
It appears so. And there was enough to go around where the previous Ukrainian president received his share as well. So whistleblower Eric was a co-conspirator in all this, who continues still today to work for the Jesuit-infiltrated CIA. So much corruption. And that, of course, is prophetic, also constant. And maybe you could read that scripture in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4.
Therefore, the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, perverted judgment proceeds.
Boy, is that true. For the wicked surround the righteous. And it's been going on forever, but now upscaled as evil waxes worse and worse in these latter days.
Well, as in 2 Timothy 3.
Mm-hmm. And the judgment in Noah's day was because they were all corrupt and defiled with the bad seed.
Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, Matthew 24.
The bad seed has certainly sprouted. I think we're at the taller leaf stage of the weeds or tares, as Jesus calls them in Matthew 13. But the harvest is soon coming, praise the Lord, and the tares will be thrown in the fire. Pray God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, so moving on to those California wildfires.
Yes, well, thank goodness that seems almost contained, but I just have to say there is proof to many that it is arson or pyroterrorism committed by the UN's globalist cabal. People heard many explosions, which do occur from geoengineering, precision, and pinpoint arson attacks.
Well, you know, just like last year.
Yep. These are the convoluted workings of complex criminal acts. First, they predict the fires, which they did. Then turn off the power. Then start the fires. Next, they help spread the fires.
Yeah, and wasn't it caught on video by someone?
Yes. And actually, it looks like blue lightning hitting the ground with the sign of an explosion as the fire breaks out. It's called DEW, D-E-W, and it stands for Directed Energy Weapons Attack. Oh, they have their own explanations, but those of us who understand evil and have been looking at what geoengineering, as in HAARP, can do, it's easy to see that their manipulation is real. It sounds incredible, but they also, because of geoengineering, can and do increase wind velocity to spread the fires, especially since the dry lands have now been chemtrailed with aluminum, which is a fire accelerant.
So, what's the main purpose of the fires?
Well, it's to terrorize the residents annually in order to forcefully move them off their ancestral lands, especially throughout the conservative counties of California. However, many blue county residents are moving out as well into red states to turn them into blue states.
Which will help with the electoral colleges in 2020.
It will. This well-planned operation even has a name. Do you know it?
Deracination.
Oh, very good.
Right?
And it means to pull up by the roots or extirpate. So, in many minds, governmental and corporative co-conspirators are committing a targeted genocide to then steal the coveted lands by claiming they are now uninhabitable. They want them to move out of the UN zones.
Which is called for in their Agenda 21 plan.
It is. The goal of the land theft is almost always the primary purpose behind terrorism throughout the world, still today. Just as they fast-tracked the Syrian war refugees right into Europe to a totally foreign culture, they terrorized them off their ancestral lands via ISIS, just like they did with the Armenian genocide 100 years earlier in the very same region. And that was in order to disrupt the continental order.
Well, more chaos. You know, that's Satan's M.O.
Oh, and one more thing on this topic that is interesting. So, the Pacific Gas and Electric...
PG&E.
Right. ...said they had to shut down substantial portions of its electric transmission grid system as a precautionary measure due to the weather forecast, citing high wind speeds... Because otherwise, wind caused damage to their infrastructure could start more wildfires in the area.
So off it goes, but there were still fires.
Mm-hmm. And anyone knows that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission would have made sure that PG&E were up to code for high winds, hello.
So there is a backstory to PG&E.
I think so. You see, in 2017, PG&E decided to combine along with windmill renewable energy.
I know, to save the planet.
Did they not know that when the wind exceeds 55 miles per hour, that the turbine shuts off for a lot of technical reasons having to do with blades and airfoils? But the bottom line is that PG&E didn't turn off the power just out of fear of falling towers starting fires, but because they knew PG&E couldn't deliver the power once high winds shut down all those wind turbines, but could never admit that alternative energy sources might not be all it's cracked up to be.
Which, of course, it isn't.
I know. Okay, you got a new topic?
Well, we also saw last week that pedophile Jeffrey Epstein could not have committed suicide.
Okay, right. According to experts, he had been strangled due to the fractured hyoid bone in his neck.
But, you know, Epstein knew they would get to him.
Oh, for sure. And it's because of his very in-depth knowledge of sexual crimes against underage children of many high-profile VIPs like Bill Clinton and even Bill Gates and hundreds of others who spent many hours at Epstein's Island. And there are hundreds of copied videos somewhere and sold as porn. Some of the perverts actually wanted it taped, so to have a video of themselves for later viewing. Now it will probably all just fade away, and the many pervs just keep getting away with everything.
But we know the end of the story.
Thank God for that. And we're actually going to read Revelation 21, 6 through 8, after you let our listeners know how they can reach us.
Okay. All right. If you have any questions or comments, our email is Sheila at shofarministry.net, or you can call the office and leave a detailed message too, 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are certainly needed and greatly appreciated and will automatically put you on our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also subscribe and partner with us on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, let's read Revelation 21, verses 6 through 8, where Jesus speaks to John after the tribulation.
It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Okay, I think we need to clarify a few words. First, who is an overcomer?
1 John 5:5. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
No works involved, just truly believe in your heart.
Okay, what does cowardly mean?
Well, it's number 1169 in the Lexicon Concordance, and it means being timid and fearful, thereby tolerating and giving in under pressure to the world's way. A follower, not seeking the truth.
Thereby not saved.
Correct, and in fact, all these words point to the unrighteous.
Okay.
The next one is abominable.
Number 948.
That's right. And this word means to be unclean unto God and have a stench of uncleanness to God's nostrils.
Thereby also unsaved.
And also murderers, of course, that goes without saying.
And the sexually immoral.
And by the way, that includes fornication with your girlfriend or boyfriend.
And sorcerers.
That's right. It's like witchcraft to include all types of hallucinogenics. The word is pharmakia for drugs, and that would include drug pushers.
And idolaters.
That's any idol in one's life, especially money, and nowadays addictions to internet games or whatever. Whatever consumes your time, leaving little or no time for God. Okay?
Yes, but what does God mean by all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, too?
Yes, definitely why we need to interpret Scripture with other Scriptures. So let's read 1 John 2:22.
Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
In other words, not saved. And for believers, that is good news. And since we still have a few minutes, let me leave you with some other good news. President Trump is being praised by Christian conservatives for defending religious freedom with his newly proposed rule that would allow, once again, faith-based foster care and adoption services to receive federal funding even if they turn away some couples. And that's, of course, because they have their own Christian beliefs. In other words, he reversed the regulations implemented under Obama that required religious organizations to get a waiver in order to apply for an HHS grant. Unless, of course, they included any sexual orientation as a protected trait under anti-discrimination protections. In other words, any one of the LGBTQ group were allowed to adopt, or the faith-based organization would lose all funding. That is no longer a regulation and a huge protection for innocent children. The Kentucky Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a print shop owner's right to run his business consistently with his faith after a 7-year battle over his refusal to print a gay pride t-shirt. Also, an extraordinary event took place beneath the magnificent rotunda of the United States Capitol last Wednesday, where former gay, lesbian, and transgender men and women repented and interceded on behalf of the nation for the sins of homosexuality and transgenderism. Wow. They were part of a group which came to Washington last week to urge members of Congress to oppose the so-called Equality Act and Therapeutic Fraud Prevention Act. Now, that would prevent homosexuals from even seeking help to escape their LGBT lives. Imagine that. Of course, NBC had published a story declaring that the group had come to D.C. to lobby against LGBTQ rights, yet that was not their purpose at all. They came to tell their stories of finding healing and fulfillment by rejecting the lies of their ideology and instead turning to Christ. And hallelujah, the rap star and now saved Kanye West is claiming he is helping to convert thousands of souls at his concerts, especially on Sundays, where he also preaches the gospel at what he calls his moving Church of God. So, not all news is bad. What about your news? Have you invited the good news of Jesus Christ into your heart? Have you been washed in the blood and therefore clean without any stench? You know, anyone can receive salvation, but you got to want it. And it's always your choice. So, perhaps you believe you are saved. But is Jesus really Lord over your life? Sometimes we need to re-examine our lives, don't we? Make sure that you have time for the Lord in your everyday calendar. Okay, before I leave you with the Aaronic blessing, I want to remind you again that we are off for the next 2 weeks, but we'll be back on November 26th with a preview of my further biblical research and still even deeper study of God's Word. And then we'll be off for the month of January and December in order to do that. And we'll see you again in February. So, but we will be back on November 26th for a final word to all this. So, let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6, 22 through 27. I'm going to try it in Hebrew. Yivarekaka Adonai v'yishmereka, Ya'er Adonai panav eleka v'yuneka. Yaseh Adonai panav eleka v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her love Jerusalem, because that's going to be our home. Well, you're going to prosper in many ways, in many different ways. So, that's from Psalm 122, verse 6. Hopefully everyone has memorized that. In fact, I hope you have your favorite scriptures memorized that you can recall at any time you need it. God is good. His word is good. Now we just have to spend time with Him and in it.
Thanks God for bless. Listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.